Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, it is that time of the week, a Fransky Friday.
Scott.
On the Midday Show. Of course, Scott, brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, as the Phils get ready for a weekend series against the Toronto Blue Jays. Scott, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Pretty good, pretty good. So, Scott, we've been talking about this morning, Alec Bohm and the somewhat heater he's been on lately. How do you feel about his growth so far as a Philly?
You mean from, like, day one to now?
Yeah.
I think it's been great. I mean, I think he kind of, there's a lot of eyes on him, right? Because he was kind of the first of a new crop of young players to make it to the big leagues. And I think a lot of people, you know, were hopeful that he could be sort of a next great kind of, you know, homegrown product. So
yes.
Obviously tons of defensive struggles, and he's worked extremely hard to get better. And, a lot of credit to Alec, a lot of credit to Bobby Dickerson, who didn't give up on Alec. He has never kind of like thrown up his hands and said, oh, this is not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He's always believed that Alec could get better and get better day by day by day. And I think we've seen that from Alec. I mean, usually credit goes to the player, but there's definitely the mental part of it that I think is a growth, you know, for anybody in their 20s, I mean, or really at any age, but overcoming struggles, overcoming failure and getting through that. I mean, obviously he was super frustrated early in the year, and he's by all reports, he's been an awesome teammate after that slow start.
And he's hit a lot, including a home run the other day. So the last 30 games, he's heated up here, which is great for the Phillies. Scott, another great development over the course of the last few days is the start Jesus Luzardo had against the Chicago Cubs. So, 20 runs in those two games allowed against Milwaukee and Toronto, and we're all like, uh-oh, what happened? This guy went from Cy Young contender to an ERA in the mid-fours overnight. And, Scott, there was some thought out there that maybe he was tipping pitches. And I don't know exactly what the Phillies found, but I did notice, and you guys were talking about that, his glove was in a different position, and he just pitched way better. I mean, and against a really good Cubs lineup. What did you make of Luzardo, and are we out of the woods now? Are we back to where we were to start this season?
That's a great question, because let's take the subject of tipping in general, right? One team might have it, another team might not, okay? So one team utilizes it, and it doesn't mean they share that information with the rest of the league, right? They might. It could happen. Word spreads, right? But it doesn't mean – so then what if somebody tells you, yeah, we could see your grip from second base, right? The whole idea of him changing his glove angle and everything and trying to cover that up. Well, guys got to get on second base first, and that's a product of poor location and maybe, bad execution. So there's always stuff wrapped up in there. I just think, it was a great start. It was against a really good hitting club. It's the second time he's pitched very well against Chicago this year. And, I think proof will be in the long haul, as usual. The only way to really know, if you thought Toronto had something on you, well, you need to face Toronto again. Because that's the way you know that they don't, right? That's the way you know you've solved it. Because as Jesus told us afterwards, you know, it is kind of like chasing ghosts, right? You're chasing something you're not sure that's really there. So you hope you figured it out. You hope you changed something for the better. You know, it's just like Jordan Romano earlier in the year, same kind of deal. Did he fix something, or did he just, you know, with his tipping, or is he just better, right? Who knows?
Well, we'll continue to find out. Hopefully he is what he was the other day and what he's been for most this year, because that guy is electric. 10 strikeouts the other day against the Cubs. Scott, what have been your impressions of Otto Kemp first week in the big leagues? I think he got up probably the day after we spoke last Friday, got up last Saturday. So a decent little, you know, sample of him playing pretty much every day for a week. I know a lot more to come and hopefully some more hits, but he had a 3-hit night. He sparked him early in the week. What's been your impression of Otto Kemp so far?
Yeah, I like him. You know, he's a decent athlete. He's kind of a pro. I mean, he'll do anything you ask him to do to try to help the team win. I mean, you know, this is a guy, given where he's come from, he takes nothing for granted. He's certainly excited to be here, but he believes in himself, and he believes that he can play and play at this level and contribute at a high level. So I like him. His at-bats have been decent. He had some really good at-bats Sunday against the Skeens. You know, I mean, it's clearly the best pitcher he's faced so far, and he had some pretty decent at-bats. So we'll see. You know, I hope it works out for him. It's obviously a great story. He seems like a great kid, and everybody you talk to from his past, they all feel like there's just something about him that they gravitate towards, that their teammates, they've noticed teammates gravitate towards him. So I think, you know, some guys just have it, if you will, and hopefully he does, because, I mean, if he hits, they'll find a place for him to play, I think.
You know, I call those unquantifiable intangibles.
That's your favorite thing.
That's what I call it. But Scott, any update on Bryce Harper in his health and how he's doing?
No. I mean, it's been pretty quiet, to be honest with you. I know he was going to try to take some ground balls, I think, today. But that's taking ground balls without throwing. So he hasn't swung a bat yet. Maybe that'll change. I don't know what he's, you know, if he, you know, the last couple of days, they had off yesterday, obviously. So we didn't get any updates. So we'll see. I think it's very much a wait and see. And the guys who are on the roster now have to kind of proceed with him and proceed, you know, as if, who knows when he's coming back. You know, you can't wait around for him to come back. That's for sure.
Scott, speaking of waiting around, I think a lot of us are. I'm sure the Phillies are waiting around for Bryson Stott to be better than he has been for a while now. So you look at his numbers since May 1st. I think it's under 200 on the average and OPS under 500. When we project forward, do you think they're going to just ride this out and hope the track record and the quality of the at-bat leads to better results? Or as we move forward here, do you think there's a chance they make, and I don't mean fundamental like he's gone, I just mean like less playing time changes. Sosa could play second. I know they've said Kemp can also, and right now he's at first, but down the line, if this continues, do you think they'll just ride it out, or do you think we might see other guys take down at-bats at second if Stott doesn't start hitting?
Probably a little bit of both. I mean, I think what you said about the quality of at-bats, they'll still look at that, but at some point you have to produce, and you can't just go on that alone. So I do think there's a sense that that they can make some mechanical adjustments that might, you know, pay dividends. He's got to make them. He's got to come through. You know, it's got to work or whatever. But I they like him. Obviously, defensively, he gives you a lot. He does other things well. You know, we saw him lay down a great bunt the other day. Maybe that's part of his game. I think it was really important to get him out of the leadoff spot. And, I think he, you know, was obviously struggling to get on base. And so you just couldn't leave him up there. So that I would look at as the first substantive change. And then I do think he hasn't started against many lefties, except since Bryce has been out. Right. But in the time that Bryce was healthy, if there's a lefty on the hill, Stott is not playing. And I think we'll probably see more of that unless he turns it around. So, I still think win now, right? And if they have a better option, or if they have something that feel like is a viable option, I do think they're willing to explore it.
Scott, you said win now, and it made me think of a story I read this morning. Matt Gelb had an article about Zach Wheeler in The Athletic.
Never read Matt Gelb.
That guy,
No. Never read Matt Gelb.
Well, I'll summarize it for you then. It was a good story about Wheeler and kind of just his personality and his and how he becomes the guy he is on the mound we see every fifth day. But there was something in there towards the end, and heard it before, but then it was like thrown in there like strongly by Wheeler, that he's done after this contract, that he says he's going to retire after the 2027 season. Scott, do you think that reality impacts the Phillies' decisions the next, 6 weeks, the deadline, like this window? Because they know they want to try to keep the window open now and into the future, but they have one of the few great arms in all of baseball, who we know is great in October, and there's an expiration date. I mean, he's telling us he's only going to be here a couple more years. Do you think winning with him while they have him is part of the equation? Like, hey, we got to take advantage of having this great ace on our team.
Oh, I think, I think in some respects it goes for everybody. I mean, the 32 to 34 year olds, of which there are a few, they won't stay elite, top of the, they won't stay like that forever. So, does it mean they're going to make some deal that they wouldn't have otherwise made? I don't know. I think that probably plays in more to how they feel about the Luzardo Sanchez, question of who's available or who wants to re-sign, who they might keep of those two long-term. I think that's probably the more near-term decision as far as the rotation goes rather than Zach, but I don't think, whether Zach plays this year or two more years or, let's say he signs another one-year deal after that, if that were the case, I still think this is a win-now team. I mean, I don't think they think of it in any other terms, that we're going to try to find deals at the deadline that are going to make us win this year's World Series.
Well, I think people like to hear that because, that was the objective and the goal when the season started. And hopefully we keep going down that path. Scott, we appreciate it. We'll be listening this weekend against the Blue Jays. And happy Father's Day on Sunday, Scott.
Happy Father's Day, man.
Thanks, sir. See you guys.
Here we go. Scott Fransky, the voice of the Phillies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where do you come down on that Wheeler thing? So there's an article this morning, and some of this has been said before. It wasn't like the first time I've seen it. But like in the articles, Zach Wheeler makes it very strong and very clear. He's out after this contract. He's retiring. Nothing's going to change his mind. It doesn't matter if he's still pitching like this. Like, he wants to go home after the 2027 season. Mm-hmm. If you're the Phillies, does that impact how you go about all this? It would for me. Like, I have one of the two or three best pitchers in baseball. He's at his height right now, and he's telling me, I'm not doing this for five more years. Like, it would make me want to make sure I don't waste this.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it's about, because I'm pretty sure he, in his mind, since he's drawn the line in the sand, I'm pretty sure part of that is he would like to win one.
Of course.
You know, you got the team to do it with, and they're running it back. There's a little bit of a sense of urgency here, and this story has not been written yet, so it's still a possibility. Even though it doesn't look like it looks like it's going to be a tough one, still a possibility that can happen.
Well, it is. I just wonder if it makes them more aggressive at the deadline than they normally would be. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. We got quite a few polls up here at the Midday Show. I'm excited to see some of these results as we reset a little bit here. Would you bet on Saquon doing again this season? 55. I'm actually a little surprised by this. 55% voting yes. They would bet on Saquon Barkley to do it again this season. Are you buying back into Alec Boehm? Well, most people are realizing the truth on this, and they're voting no, 64%. Mm. Hugh wants to vote yes. Did you vote yes?
I did. Mm. I didn't vote yet. I was waiting to see how I feel at the end of the show.
What do you mean you're waiting until the end
for
of the
what?
Show?
I was just
you
waiting
your
to see.
Take already.
I'm just I just wanted to see what everybody else was going to do.
Okay.
He was losing every poll today.
Yeah, you're getting crushed here. And who would win in a race, Hugh Douglas or Alec Boehm? 70% say Boehm. He might be the slowest runner in baseball. And you're getting cooked. What does that say about you?
I'm old.
I even tried to back you up.
I know.
I said I thought you had a solid chance here.
I got a shot.
Didn't help. I agree.
Yeah, I got a shot.
We all agree. Now, this is, you realize this is more about Boehm, right? We just think Boehm is slow.
Yeah, and it's like,
I'm fast.
The voting says more about you.
Yeah.
I know. That's a sad display.
Yeah, when Buddy called me old school, that kind of put it in perspective.
You haven't been the same all week. I could feel it.
No, I thought it was funny, though.
How old was the guy that called you old school?
He was a young cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a young
guy. What's the most in anyone's head here? Old school for Hugh.
Uh-huh.
You people for Hugh.
Oh, wow.
Or Frankie Two Scoops for Joe.
You know what? It might be the last one. He's been
Frankie
in my.
Two Scoops.
I haven't stopped thinking about
Joe. Yeah. Could not sleep last night.
I just don't. I don't get it. I'm just trying to figure out what I did to the guy.
I don't know
that's,
either.
That's
when I tell you when I walked up and he just started talking about you. I didn't know what to say.
So here's a good thing. He's obviously a listener because we've never had a negative interaction.
That's
like,
right.
It's not a real life thing.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So if he listens and he's annoyed at my takes, at least I respect that he's listening.
I mean, what he called you was wild.
That's what I mean.
It was so wild.
I know. It was over
he's
the
talking
line.
Reckless.
I know. For someone his age, that's surprising.
You know what's funny though? Because we go to games, go up there and get the meal. You can tell that the people that listen. But they wouldn't try me like that. I feel like they would they wanna try you though, Joe. They ain't say nothing to me, but they, you know.
Who?
I'm pretty sure. Frankie Two Scoops.
What do you mean to try me? What does that mean?
It means he wanna try you.
Half his age.
You don't know what that means. He wanna try you. He wants to step in the ring with you.
We're not gonna do that.
He wanna put hands on
you. We are not gonna do that.
You talk about being messy on a Friday.
Yeah, I mean, come on, guys.
Two Scoops started it.
I'm not participating.
Didn't he tell you to pass the message along the gel?
I'm not stepping in the ring with the guy that serves ice cream in the Phillies press box. You guys are crazy.
You might have to finish this, Joe.
They don't call him Two Scoops because of the ice cream gel. You're going to get a left hook, right up.
You ever hear of a no-win situation?
It's going to put you to sleep.
Let's play this out.
That's what you hear right now.
It's a no-win situation. We play it out, and I win. I'm the bad guy.
Yeah, that's.
We play it out, and I lose. I'm a laughingstock. I can't win here. This is a no win.
I'm going to tell everybody why I have. Everybody know now because I already told everybody.
Because you've been messier this week than you have been in a long time.
Super messy.
Yeah.
Super messy. Yeah. But it was just unsolicited.
Well, look, I think it's going to get any better if our theory is correct that he doesn't like how you talk about Alec Boehm.
It's
it almost feels
Turner.
Like
yeah,
we set this up today as another dig at Frankie Two Scoops.
Just nudging Frankie Two Scoops.
Frankie Two Scoops.
Frankie, I don't get it, man. All right,
we don't have to go there no more, do we? Because I'm talking about back to the ballpark.
Well, Joe's going to avoid Frankie Two Scoops.
Well, I'm saying
of course, we have to go back to the park. What
no,
say?
I'm saying we
it's
do it.
June.
Oh no, we got to do it. We have to play. Oh, Frankie might.
We're going. You and I are going to be at the game in 3 weeks, 2 weeks.
Oh, Frankie, listen. You might have to get. You got 3 weeks to get ready.
Get ready. Get ready for anything.
Fritz versus the camera. Giulio versus Two Scoops.
Well, if we want to do some sort of athletic competition, I'm good with that.
He's not getting in the ring. He want to box your nose.
I'm not boxing.
I wouldn't sleep on Two Scoops.
The ice cream guy from the Phillies. You guys have lost your mind.
Ice cream is a side gig, Joe. You don't know what Frankie Two Scoops is.
I'm sure he used to do something different. I'm just saying now that's what he's known for.
Seems like a
nice man. I don't know what I did to him.
I don't either.
It is in my head, Kyle. You're right. It is totally in my head.
It should be.
Yeah, because I don't get it. And I wonder how much you egged him on. That's what I'm thinking.
I was trying to get ice cream. He shared it, and I sent the text to you.
You did. And I was like, what? What did he say? All right, back to the phone line. So Jason in Glassboro. What's up, Jason?
I have been waiting for a while to call. I finally found the right time because there's no way Hugh actually thinks he has a shot against Kyle Schwarber or Alec Boehm. That is perfect because, listen, Hugh, I was actually there in Clearwater in the first row when you threw that bounce pass to home plate, and after seeing that, absolutely no way you could.
I'm so happy you told everyone what it was. Jason. It was a bounce. Jason, the divot in the ground in Clearwater, they haven't gotten it out yet.
Jason, that don't bother me. That hurt my feelings.
Deep down, it does.
I'll give it to you. If it was the first pitch in an Alec Boehm at bat, he would have swung at that, but you're not beating him in a race.
I'm still confident I can. I can beat him. I think I can beat
him. You think you could strike him out?
Strike him out?
No, he's a 280 hitter in the major leagues.
He would take you deep.
I would hit him. Before I throw
a pitch, be honest, you'd hit the ground 5 feet in front of the plate.
No, I would probably, I put effort into it. I probably could hit him.
Are you saying
you would
try? Are you trying to downplay the effort you gave in Clearwater? Are you trying to pretend you didn't give effort? And
I didn't.
Said, oh, stop.
I mean, I did,
Jason.
But
you saw it the way we did.
It wasn't a wholehearted effort.
It rolled to the plate. But Hugh, you are my favorite because you make the show so great. Because every time you say something, I just want to call and like say how wrong you are. But
I'm right.
Imagine being me, Jason. I'm sitting here as he says all these things.
I feel for you.
I got to do this every minute. Jason, what are you feeling on Saquon? You think you can do it again? Or Boehm? You want to chime in on Boehm?
Saquon, I'm a superstitious guy. I play Madden. I think he's going to – there's no way he can repeat. I don't think he can repeat what he did. There's no shot. Well, I mean, there is a shot. We just saw it. But – 2,000 yards again is absolutely insane. But I'm a believer in the Madden curse. It's gotten literally everybody. It got Christian McCaffrey. It got Peyton Hillis. All the running backs have been on it.
I think Peyton Hillis not being any good might have got Peyton Hillis. Yeah,
Peyton Hillis was decent.
Peyton Hillis?
He had a good year.
He was. I didn't say he was phenomenal.
Come on.
I said he was decent.
I mean,
decent for like 10 days.
Saquon's obviously Hall of Fame. Clearly.
That's an interesting take. Is Saquon already a Hall of Famer? I think he needs one more year, Jason. One more year.
Oh, yeah. Hey, not right now, no. Like, if he retired today, absolutely not.
But a Hall of Fame talent, for sure. There's no question. All right, Jason, what do you got for us? What's a good Father's Day gift?
I just got my dad's car detailed for Father's Day. He'd have a car for a while because I was in school and I was using it, and I just bought a new one, so I gave it back to him. They're basically brand new, and he's really happy with it. So.
Wait a minute. Did you give him the new car, or did you give him his car?
I gave him back his car. I bought one.
So you gifted him a gift that was already his.
Well, that you stole from.
But I got it detailed, and it's basically like a brand new car. He said it when he drove it off the lot.
Wait a minute, Jason.
That's a good dad right there.
Jason,
he's spinning it for you.
Let's walk through this, shall we? You basically put gas in the car that your dad gave you and cleaned it up.
He got a detail.
And cleaned it up and gave him back his car. And said Happy Father's Day.
Yeah.
What is wrong? And you find nothing wrong with that.
And you find nothing wrong with thinking you could be an MLB athlete.
Wait a minute.
No, Jason, I think it's a nice gift.
No, you know what dads do in situations like this? And you know what, Jason? You know what the best gift you get your pops is? You graduated. Let all jokes aside, you graduated. But to come on the radio station and peacock about giving your dad back his car, come on, man. Come on.
Yeah, but think about it. Yesterday, the man had no car, and now he got a nicer car.
No.
It's a good gift.
Your best gift to your pops was that you graduated. Congratulations. But don't be peacocking about cleaning up his car, putting gas in it, and giving it back to him. That's disrespectful.
Right. He's probably listening right now. This is probably really funny. So
I think the best, Jason, I think the best gift you gave your dad was coming on the radio and ripping Hugh Douglas live on air. Jason, good phone call, man. We appreciate it.
And then he got defensive. I'm just saying. We just had to walk through it, Joe. Yeah. The best gift is that you graduated from school.
Sure.
and now you can go off in life. You got your car. He probably was proud of you that you got a car. Yeah. You got your own car.
Well, also happy he got his own car back.
Yeah. And then, but to sit here and say, hey, I washed my dad's car. I put gas in it.
Gave it to him.
And I gave it back to him. Seriously?
So I think it was fair for you to bring all these facts up, but I think you're a little bit sensitive.
I was a little sensitive.
Because he called you out on the pitch down in Clearwater.
I mean, that's okay.
He felt the ground rumble down in Clearwater like the rest of us did. The stadium shook.
Hey, good call, Jason. Hey, congratulations on graduating, too, by the way.
We got to call down to Clearwater one day and see if they've filled in the divot. I mean, that was like an asteroid that hit the earth.
Yeah,
all right.
It probably was.
215-592-9494. Your phone call is coming up. Saquon Barkley, there's a lot of feeling out there that he's going to take a step back. He's not going to do it again. I don't see why he can't. In fact, I would bet on Saquon to do it again in 2025 behind this O-line and with a quarterback next to him that takes a lot of attention out of the backfield in the run game. I think Saquon's going to do it again. Doubting Douglas over here.
Unbelievable.
Betting against
you.
You just can't go one day without being a hater.
It's a Friday.
Hating on Saquon Barkley. All right, your phone call to that. Plus, Alec Boehm, are you buying back in with the hot streak? I'm not. We've seen this before. And we'll play you some Zach Bond audio next. This will get you excited about this defense again next season. Plus, your gifts for Father's Day. Best ones we're picking today on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This Father's Day, give Dad the gift of grilling greatness. It's grilling season, everybody, and there's no better way to celebrate with Dad then grilling up some Hatfield marinated pork tenderloins. They're packed with flavor, easy to cook, and guaranteed to make Dad feel like the king of the cookout. They have Tuscan herb. They have honey garlic teriyaki, which is very good, by the way. Lemon garlic. They are flavors that match every dad's taste. Make this Father's Day one to remember. Visit simplyhatfield.com and put some Hatfield pork on Dad's fork.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.